Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, let's talk about an interesting topic today for a teaching audio. I'm calling this one, A Disciple of Jesus and His Disciples. A Disciple of Jesus and His Disciples. It'll make sense as we go through it. Now, as we read the scriptures, the inspired Word of God, I think most people that know something of the scriptures would know the common idea of being a disciple is to be a disciple of Jesus, right? That's the ultimate. We get it. Matthew 8:23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. So we see that all over the Gospels, the disciples of Jesus Christ. They followed, they were taught, they listened to, they imitated Jesus Christ, right? That word, methetes, disciple, in the Greek, methetes, it means a learner or a pupil of. So I think most people would agree with that, because that's what it means in the Greek. Now, we know men can be disciples of Satan or follow after and keep his ways or be influenced by him. John 8:43 and 44. Jesus said, but now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard from God. Did not Abraham? Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of the Father, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. So we know that people can be a disciple of Jesus Christ. We know that people can follow after and be a somewhat of a disciple of Satan. His demons are doing that. We know Satanists and evil, wicked people do that. But here's where this teaching might take a little bit of a twist for you. Did you know that there were people that were disciples of other people besides Jesus? Did you know that? In Scripture, let's go there. Mark 2:18. And the disciples of John, he's talking about John the Baptist, and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they came to him and said, why do your disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? So look at there. We got men that were disciples of John the Baptist and men that were disciples of the Pharisees. Huh. So we're seeing something interesting here. You can be a disciple of Jesus. That's the ultimate. You can be a disciple of the evil one, Satan, not a good route to go. You can be a disciple of godly men, like John the Baptist. You can be a disciple of wicked false teachers, like the Pharisees. How about this one? John 3:25. And then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. So John the Baptist was a great man of God. Jesus said he was the greatest man that ever lived. And so it makes sense to me that people would listen to him, learn from him, follow his teachings. Of course, they're going to compare him to scripture, to Torah, to the scriptures they knew at that time. But being a disciple of John the Baptist, fully biblical right here. John was a great man of God. Who wouldn't follow a great biblical man of God in his teachings as you're following the Messiah most of all, right? There was others too. How about John 9:28 and 29? And they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke unto Moses, as for this fellow, we know not from whence he came. So you had men that were disciples of Moses, another great man of God, a prophet in the Old Testament, clearly teaching the oracles of God, giving us the Ten Commandments, giving us the Torah law. And so people, God inspired Moses, people were following Moses. They were disciples of Moses, pupils of Moses. They were being taught by Moses as they followed the Most High. You see in the pattern here, Jesus, and then other men, and then, of course, Satan. Watch out for that one. But we're going to keep other inspired men of God, I should have said. Other inspired men of God. But watch out. We're going to keep going here, because it goes even a little bit more defined. What this is showing us all is that God can have other disciple makers besides Christ, while Christ is the ultimate one to be discipled by. Now, you might say to me, well, that's just the Holy Spirit-inspired men like John the Baptist or Moses, but that's not true. I'm going to prove it to you. But before I do, here we have inspired Paul. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 11, 1 and 2. Be ye followers of me, also am I of Christ. And now I praise, brethren, remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances I've delivered them unto you. Okay, so follower. Go look at that word in the Greek. It means the same thing, basically. Someone who's going to imitate, someone who's going to take teaching from, someone who's going to mimic what Paul is doing, what Paul is teaching, and Paul's called of Christ to do these things. So like a John the Baptist, like a Moses, who would not want to imitate, follow, and hear the words of Paul? That word means, in the Greek, is mimetes. It's probably where we get the word mimic from, I would imagine, to imitate. It's imitate, to follow after, to be trained by, same as a disciple. And we know that men can train, right? Ephesians 4:11, we see God gave teachers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers in the body. So men are teaching, right? How about this verse? 1 Corinthians 4:16. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me, Paul is saying to people. So Paul is being inspired by the Holy Spirit, walking a godly life according to the scriptures. God's giving him the commandments. Paul says, hey, follow after me. I'm following Christ. Makes sense, doesn't it? I'll give you another one. Philippians 3:17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example. So Paul's talking about the apostles to follow as an example. So the New Testament, Holy Spirit-inspired men teach, they disciple their examples, right? Absolutely. So I don't think you're going to have any problem with that. Jesus, we're a disciple of. Some people are a disciple of Satan. We can be also disciples of some of the Holy Spirit-inspired men of God, people that lived at that time. But I think it goes beyond just Holy Spirit-inspired men. Would you believe that if I told you that? I think Scripture makes a wider approach to discipleship by following men that are following the truth, or following after, or imitate, or taking teaching. We really only follow Christ, but we take teaching from other men. It says, follow Paul. We literally aren't worshiping and following Paul. We're following the teachings of Christ that Paul's giving. How about 1 Thess 1, 6 and 7? And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Ghost, so that there are examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. There you go. So those are some pretty convincing scriptures about being disciples of other men, Paul being one of them, that maybe aren't Holy Spirit inspired. And you're going to say, well, that us must mean just all the inspired apostles, right? No. Not so. I'm going to show you. It keeps going. 1 Thess 2:14. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered these things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. Look at that. So Paul says, be followers of the churches of God. The churches aren't made up of buildings and rules. The churches are who? The people. The ecclesia. The word church I don't like. The word ecclesia, it means church in English, but it's a bad translation. So the ecclesia, the called out ones, were to follow after those people. Paul was saying to follow the godly men in those bodies that were disciples of Christ and were doing the teaching of Christ and holding fast to Scripture. Pretty convincing to me. So now we can follow, ultimately, be a disciple of Jesus. Don't ever pick and choose to follow Satan and his false teachers and workers. You can be a disciple of inspired men like John the Baptist, Moses, Apostle Paul. We saw some men follow false teachers as disciples like the Pharisees. We see that today. Many people are disciples of false teachers. But what else are we seeing? We're seeing that you can be a disciple of a regular person, not a Holy Spirit inspired, just a born again person that's following Christ in spirit and truth and in sound doctrine. Do you need another verse to help you with that? It proves that men can follow after the other men and have a record of truth. Hebrews 6:12. that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promises. Now, I know in context, he's really talking about, he goes on to talk about Abraham there, but I think it's alluding to all of the faithful as well, because it talks about those who followed through patience and inherited the promises. This would have been anyone that was faithful to God and the promises he made through the covenant. So by all these verses that I've given you, I hope you're seeing that there's a varied means of discipleship. We'll go over them again. The ultimate one is to Christ, and that's the most important one. We're all disciples of Christ. And then we do imitate his inspired Holy Spirit men of God who pen scripture, John the Baptist, Moses, Paul. We avoid Satan's workers, and we avoid being a disciple of Satan and false teachers. It's also true that we're to follow after the godly biblical leaders that are examples in the body. The Bible tells us to do that. Ready? Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they have watch over your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So we're to obey those that have authority over us. Who would that be? This would be older, mature believers in a biblical body, men that are acting as elders. I will also say women that are elderly in the faith towards younger women. Those women are going to submit to those women. Paul says in Titus 2 to teach other women. The older women teach the younger women. So I'm going to throw that in there. But God gives us these leaders to be examples for us to follow after, and they're to feed the people of God. 1 Peter 5:2-3. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. I like that verse a lot. So we should always try to be examples, but we should also obey those that rule over us. We should also be following after disciples of Christ. We should also be following, imitating the men of God in the Holy Spirit inspired scripture. And going even further, everyone in the body of Christ can be an example, a disciple maker, an example to others for the bad and the good. Let me give you the bad first. Here's a bad example. 1 Corinthians 10:5-6. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. But now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. There's a bad example. People that sinned against a holy God. And now how about a good example? 1 Thess 1:6-7. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, and have received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that they were examples to all that believed in Macedonia and Achaia. I think I read that one already. So think about that. In a sense, we're all disciple makers because we're examples to each other in one way or another. No matter if you're a brand new believer or you're an elder in a body that's seasoned and you're mature in the faith. So again, going through scripture, we see the prophets were making disciples. We see Jesus, the ultimate disciple maker. We all follow Christ. To the apostles that he anointed and called, that God used in the inspired word of God. To the elders and teachers in the bodies. All the way down to everyone else in the body of Christ that can teach others, be examples to others we can learn from. Yeah, we learn from bad examples. And we learn from good examples. We recently had some separation from our fellowship, and we learned from some people's very bad examples of partiality and cowardice. And so we learned from those bad examples, and then also we saw good examples in people rising up and doing what they should do, and that was a good example unto all of us. So that should really encourage all of you, no matter if you're an older elder or you are just a born-again believer. We're all equal in Christ, but we all have different jobs, functions, based upon our gifts, our talents, our experience in the Lord, right? That should greatly encourage all of us that we all have a part to play. Eye, hand, nose, ear, foot in the body. What part are you playing? And you should be willing to grow yourself up so that you can be a blessing to other people. Be a disciple maker. People look at you as a disciple as you follow Christ, and maybe you can become a disciple maker of other people, no matter where you fit in the body of Christ. Now, as I close out this teaching, Jesus said this, one of my favorite verses, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So in other translations, that teaching them to observe is teaching all nations, or excuse, I should say teaching all nations is making disciples. That's really what that means. And so Jesus gives us that command to go and make disciples. Interesting. He's the ultimate one we follow, but then we all play a part, don't we? We're seeing that with all these other scriptures. Now, the last thought I want to bring in this teaching is, this came up recently with a brother, and it's come up in the past, where men have a hard time taking teaching from other men. And pride can come in, rebellion, stiff-neckedness. It doesn't really matter what the sin is. There can be many different sins, immaturity, impatience, whatever it is, strife, envy, jealousy, whatever. But I want you to learn to get the idea out of your head that you're only a disciple of Jesus Christ, only. That's really not true. You're mainly a disciple of Jesus Christ, and he is the only perfect example to follow. And he's our highest and best model. He's the one we worship and lift up. But if you're humble, if you're poor in spirit, if you see your need to learn and grow, you can learn from others around you. You could learn from a brand new brother by he might have some gifts you need, some talents, some insights you need. And you can learn from the older men that are teachers and elders that walk way before you. This is going to help you learn and grow from others. And I'm talking about people that are fully biblical, walking in the faith ahead of you in years and experience and maturity. Some of them are gifted to teach the word. Yeah, not everybody is. And then others are just great at living out the word, and they're great examples. They give you good advice. They give you a good model to follow in their life. They show you how to stay out of trouble rather than getting into trouble. So you don't have to be a teacher to teach people. It's kind of rudimentary, but it absolutely is true, right? You got, like, look at the worldly system. You got teachers that are in public school, high school, college, and they teach things. But then how many other people in your life have taught you things? And they don't really have a title of a teacher, right? Absolutely. Some of the best things you learn are from people you wouldn't expect it. So my admonition to you, we all have to be careful. Don't let pride, rebellion, stiff-neckedness, don't let it get in the way of you seeing other godly, holy people that are walking in all of God's ways. I mean, you don't see any sin in these people. Seeing them as examples and being an imitator of them, even a disciple of them in a sense. We see this. We see it with John. We see it with Moses. We see it with Paul. And then Paul even says to the people that are not Holy Spirit inspired, he's talking about following after the body, the ecclesia of Christ, right? So we want to be examples to those people all around us, but we can look to other people for that, can't we? As we're all following Christ first and most. I want to be clear there. I don't want anyone to say they're a disciple of me outside of Christ. What I would like people to say is they're a disciple of Christ, and Brother Tupos, me, helps them on their journey and helps disciple them with my teaching, with my example, hopefully all good, not bad. That's what I want to hear people say. And I think the Bible supports that in so many ways. The real key is, I've learned this, you can learn a lot from people who've walked ahead of you in the faith quicker and more complete to fully maturity than just going around on your own, stumbling around in the dark. Now, I had to learn on my own in the beginning. I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't have any godly men to help me. If you know godly men in your life and you can't see no sin in them, you would be foolish to not take teaching from them if they are walking in all the ways of God. Can anyone explain to me why you wouldn't? I think you're prideful, jealous, rebellious, stiff-necked, whatever else would come up, thinking you can do it all on your own when God says, I put these people in your life. And we see that over and over. God puts us right in the path of people, and they get rebellious and don't want to hear God's truth and his oracles. And they end up falling way far away, and most of them never come back. It's very, very sad. So keep that all in mind. And also keep in mind, real key point, as we're all following Jesus, he's the ultimate disciple maker. He's the affection. He's our full portion. He's what we want to model the most of all. The Holy Spirit is the real teacher. John 16, he will teach you all truth. But men and women, women teaching women, can indeed speak into your life in amazing ways. I do encourage you, test everything they say to the Holy Scriptures. That includes everything I'm telling you. Go back and read these scriptures I've shown you to see that you can be a disciple of Jesus, most of all. You can be a disciple of the Holy Spirit-inspired men. Yeah. Especially if you lived in their day. You can be a disciple of, be discipled by leaders in a biblical body and elders. And you can even be influenced by people that walk with you in the body. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Even if they aren't teachers, and you can be influenced by anyone that claims the name of Christ and is walking in Holy Spirit truth. Yeah, what a blessing that is. Being a disciple of Christ, most of all, walking in true, humble holiness, obedience, desiring to be an example to other people, learn from them, and then you pass it on to others. So disciples make disciples that make disciples. And that's what I'm trying to share with you here. We're ultimately disciples of Christ. Then we all go and make disciples of others. And they go and make disciples of others. And so we can use other people's examples in life and other men's teachings and other women's examples and other women's teachings to women. We can use all of that to grow us up. And then we just reduplicate that. And that's how the body of Christ should grow. Now, we're in the last days. Don't expect a lot of growth. We see so many people that have either twisted the word, hated the word. They're disciples of these wicked denominational false systems and man-made religion. I get that. I teach all about that at don'tperish.com. But you can be a true disciple of Christ. Open the scriptures if you don't have godly people with you. Ask God for truth. The Spirit is the best teacher you could ever find. And then be a disciple of Christ and follow him. Follow the men you see modeled in the scriptures. Hey, I get this a lot. Ready? People say to me, well, yeah, name biblical believers that you think are biblical. Other than you and the people you're united to, they'll say to me. And I always tell them, John, Peter, Paul, the Holy Spirit-inspired men of God. Those are supposed to be our examples because I don't see a lot of other godly people around than a handful of people I know. I see a lot of people compromised in man-made religion. I see a lot of people making false disciples, worldly disciples, heretical disciples. You don't want that. You want to follow Christ, most of all. Follow the Holy Spirit-inspired men in the Word of God. Follow holy teachers and elders if you happen to be blessed to know some of them that are keeping all the commandments of God. And then if you have brothers and sisters that are godly and holy and walking the ways of God, learn from them as well. So that's my admonition to you today. Who is you? Who is you? Who are you a disciple of? And can it be more than just Jesus? I say the scriptures say, yeah, in the right context, in the right frame of mind, with the right priority on who you're being discipled by, absolutely. We can all disciple each other on the narrow path to eternal life. Hey, I hope that blessed you. That was on my heart. I wanted to get that out there to share. Test yourself. Who are you being discipled by? I hope it's the Word of God. I hope it's the Spirit of God most of all. I hope it's Christ himself. And then, yeah, look to those examples in the scriptures. Wow, what great men of God to follow after. And then I hope you know some holy true saints. If you don't, contact us. We think we're that. And we'd love to help you on that narrow path by being disciples with you, making disciples as we go. Hey, we love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. All the resources. Because we love God, we love our neighbor. We don't want you walking around in the dark. We don't want you deceived by man-made religion. We don't want you swept up in Satan's culture. There's only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Satan. You repent. You follow the gospel, faith in Christ, allegiance to follow, repentance of all sin, be born from above by the Spirit of God, walk in all holiness and obedience as a disciple and endure to the end. You follow that with all your heart. Don't compromise. And if you don't have other saints around you that aren't following that, you contact us and we'd love to help you. Hey, till next time, go out and have a glorious day. We love you all. May God be praised.